Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain. Welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 92. Today, we're continuing our discussion about how probate really works. Now, last week, we were talking about how the probate court gets involved in an estate and what has to happen in order for them to do that. One of the things that I said was, once a person makes an application to open the estate, the court will give that applicant the authority to manage the estate. And that kind of brought up a question for some people, and that is, how does someone prove that they have the authority to administer the estate? How do they prove that they are either the executor or the administrator of the probate estate? And the answer to that question is, the court will provide that person with what are called letters of authority. And really, it couldn't be more clear as to what that document is. It is the document from the court that says that that particular person is the person who has been appointed by the probate court judge as the fiduciary of the estate, whether that is the executor, if they're named as the executor in the will, or as the administrator if there is no will, or if that person is not named as the executor in the will. So that document, the letters of authority, is what the probate court gives that person as proof that they are the person in charge of the estate, that they are the one who is now legally authorized by the court to manage the assets of the estate. What do they do with that document? Well, they can't just put it in a drawer. They actually have to provide a copy of that document to any financial institution that holds assets belonging to the decedent, whether it's a bank or an investment company, a life insurance company where the estate is involved, any place where there are assets that are involved in the estate, they need to have a copy of those letters of authority, because they can't take someone's word for it, and they can't just take a look at the will that the person had and see that, yes, this is the person who was nominated in the will to serve. They need to see that the probate court has actually appointed that person with the authority to act on behalf of the estate. So having the letters of authority, distributing those copies of the letters of authority to the places where the assets are, that's how the fiduciary of the estate, the executor, or the administrator will manage the assets of the estate, take control of them, and then use them to pay the bills, the claims, the expenses, the taxes of the estate, and then distribute the remaining assets to the beneficiaries or the heirs as required by the will or by the law. So if you have any more questions about probate, how it works, what the fiduciary needs to do in an estate, if you have questions about a probate estate that you're involved in, and if you're in Ohio or Michigan, then give us a call. We can talk you through that. We can help you if you need help with it. I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.